House of Splendid Isolation by Edna O'Brien. Read by Fiona Shaw. For St. Patrick did only banish the poisonous worms, but suffered the men full of poison to inhabit the land still. But His Majesty's blessed genius will banish all those generations of vipers out of it, and make it, ere it be long, a right fortunate island. Sir John Davis, Attorney General of Ireland to the Earl of Salisbury, 1606. We have murder by the throat. Lloyd George, after dispatching the Blackened Hands to Ireland in 1920. The Child. History is everywhere. It seeps into the soil, the subsoil, like rain or hail or snow or blood. A house remembers, an outhouse remembers, a people ruminate. The tale differs with the teller. It's like no place else in the world. Wild, wildness. Things find me, I study them. Shards caked with clay, dark things, bright things, stones. Stones with a density and with a transparency. I hear messages. In the wind and in the passing of the wind. Music, not always rousing, not always sad, sonorous at times. Then it dies down. A silence. I say to it, have you gone? Have you gone? I hear stories. It could be myself telling them to myself, or it could be...